Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. Welcome back. And for those first-time listeners, a little bit about me. I am a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author, speaker. I publish a magazine, and I'm the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, which specializes in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect real change and teach you how to come from a life of meager existence and mediocrity to one of bound to a life of bounty and joy. Now, a little bit about Nothing But Good News Radio. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles you'll hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all the work that gets delivered. I want you to know that I am personally dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. I also want you to know I am a cast member of the recently released movie, The Journey, starring Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. And I'm also happy to let you know I just got back from California last month filming the sequel called Embracing the Journey, also with Brian Tracy and Bob Proctor. Lots of fun stuff going on. Lots of stuff to share as well as today's guest. Now, before we get to today's guest, and I know a lot of folks have been emailing and sending messages that they're very excited about today's topic. But before we talk about today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-note. A G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness, which is a little note of inspiration that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-note simply says, "Dear friend, as we seek, learn, and grow, it is the path to becoming all that we are meant to become." And wow, that's going to lead us right up onto today's guest, and we're going to talk about leading a life of purpose and fulfillment, and that it really requires an intimate knowledge of self. And boy, do I love that as a conversation. And then the courage to act in a way that is congruent with your highest aspirations. And how do we get to those? We're going to talk to today's guest about how we actually do that. Clearly defining your goals can be an invigorating experience, especially when you can become equipped with the tools that lead to execution. Boy, and isn't execution the key? What I'd like to do is I'd like to welcome James Mack McPartland to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Candy, thanks very much for having me. A pleasure to be on your show. And I have to tell you something. You have stoked the coals of inspiration just by warming me up to be on the show.
I'm so excited, and I have to tell you, and shall I call you Mac?
Please do.
And you know, Mac, and what's interesting is, I wasn't kidding, I got so many emails and texts and conversations today about, I'm going to make sure I'm there for the show today. It sounds like such a great show. So folks are very stoked and excited about you being here with me today. So Mac, would you take a few minutes and give folks a little bit of your background?
Listen, happy to do it. I've done it a few times. So the Cliff Notes version of the story, Irish Catholic kid born in Brooklyn, New York. My father was in the tobacco business, and that had a real impact on how my life unfolded in that my mom and dad were challenged by, let's say, the genetics of Irish Catholicism, alcohol, cigarette smoking, stress. We moved from New York to North Carolina, which was a huge adjustment for me. And when I lost my mom and dad at young ages, and young being mom was 61, dad was 57, I was convinced that the only way to prevent that from happening to me was becoming a vigorous exercise zealot. And so I pursued a career in sports, and that didn't work out. My body wasn't as durable in colleges and high school. I thought I'd be an NFL player, but I was quite passionate about exercise. Involved in a company to develop products, and was fortunate enough to be on a journey that took me around the world to try to get people fit so they wouldn't become my mom or my dad.
Well, you know, I know that That piece is so important, and a lot of folks just aren't getting it, and a lot of folks are saying, let's wait till later to get this done. Now, you know, I'm looking at some of your bio and some of the things that you've been able to do, and you've worked with organizations like Dow Chemical, IBM, Allergan, Technogym, Les Mills International, Spinning, and the Total Gym. I have to tell you, I am a huge Total Gym fan. It is an amazing piece of equipment. Absolutely amazing piece of equipment. So I'm throwing that out there for Total Gym folks. But let's talk about how this brought you to a place of teaching folks how to live a life with purpose. Are you still with me?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Is our connection good?
I'm thinking our connection is not so good. Are you on a cell phone?
Yes.
Is there any possibility? Do you have a landline close by any chance?
I'm dialing into the landline simultaneously.
Okay, no problem, because you know what, Mac, I can talk. It's no problem, and I'll know when you're back on the line, so just go ahead and dial on in, and I'm going to share with folks a little more. Hello, are you there? Okay, you know what we're going to do? Right back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipment online and receive an instant discount. Amerijet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And we had a little blip there, but that's okay because we went off to commercial break. And we are back with Mac.
Listen, nice to be back. I was exercising a cell phone, but now I'm on a landline. So I did 20 push-ups as a penalty for causing that interruption. Candy?
Okay, we are right back here. Are you there? We're just kind of having connection issues here. But we're all good. Are you there, Mac?
I'm here, Candy.
Okay.
Terrific. And so as I mentioned to you, I did 20 push-ups as penalty for the first disconnect. It looks like I'm going to have to do a few more, so I'm going to be stacking them up. I'll make a note here.
Oh, you know, I'm going to have to, figure out how I can keep up with that. Hey, you know what, though? Stuff happens. That's why I love live radio. You never know what's going to show up. And folks really know we're live when this stuff happens, which is a great thing. So you went on to become a bit of a, would you say, a fitness guru?
You know, I tell you what I did go on to do. I became very passionate about exercise, thinking, as I was mentioning earlier, that was going to be the miracle elixir that perhaps would prevent me from becoming my mom or my dad, meaning dying at what I view as a young age, 57 and 61. I got involved in starting a company that was manufacturing exercise equipment. We built machines and set up distribution all over the world, and I was convinced with my closet full of Superman capes that I could go around the world and get people fit. And what I found, Candy, is that you know, you can look at the resources there in Florida, in the United States, and all over the world. There are beautiful facilities. There are plenty of equipment. There's an incredible amount of knowledge about the things that instinctively we know we should be doing. And one of the things that really hit me between the eyes is when I was running the business years back, I couldn't get our employee population engaged in physical activity. And it was sort of the statistics were similar to the overall population, which would be maybe 10 to 15% are regular exercisers. And the breakthrough for me was realizing that it really wasn't exercise so much because there was knowledge there. It was perhaps finding a way not to focus so much on fitness, but to focus on health. And I adapted a bit of a philosophy, learning the hard way, as most of us do, that if I could find a way to help people become engaged in life in a way that helped them deal with things that not only were fitness or health related, but emotional, mental, spiritual, deal with real things in life, that perhaps I could engender greater loyalty to the company, and the reinforcing message would happen every day when people tried to do some exercise with their friends, that, hey, these people care about us as human beings, not just are trying to get us fit.
You know, and that is, it's such an important component, and I hear you. You know, I, you know, you probably heard in the intro when I was coming on with the show, and I talk about a program that I wrote based on 30 years of study. A program, it's called the Vision Program, and it is a holistic kind of thing. Like, I hear you talk about that piece, and what happens is I can hear some of my own journey and some of the things I've done, and there is a component inside the Vision Program where are you still with me?
I'm always with you.
No, this is really good. We've got little demons in the equipment today, but that's okay. And that just means we've got a lot of good stuff to get out. That's all. But
right.
There's a place where I will talk about, you know, not just eating right and exercising, but the whole mind-body piece of thinking about being healthy and focusing on that piece and creating a vision for optimal health and doing it today. Absolutely doing it today. And so I love this conversation because I feel like you feel. It's such an important piece. And the thing is getting folks to take that step, getting them to step out, and what's going to get folks to actually do what they need to do, because there's work to be done. You know, even in your bio, what I love you talk about is you talk about leading a life of purpose and fulfillment requires intimate knowledge of self and then the courage to act and in a way that's congruent with your highest aspirations, getting folks to take the time to actually sit down and do those things is an interesting.
And are the demons still with us, or is it my turn?
Oh, no, we're still here.
All right, so we're going to flush the toxin demons in there trying to prevent us from doing our ab crunches today.
We are absolutely going to do this, and it's going to be fine, not to worry.
Well, you know, and Candy, if I could play off of that from my own real-time experience, and, you know, I have a chance, fortunate perhaps, blessed might be the right word, to go to different parts of the world and talk about sort of the learnings. And what I find is people are very curious about the subject, and I find that I have a maybe an effective way to get a message across, not because of the things I've done right, but because of the mistakes I've made along the way. And I've written a book, and it's been knocking on my heart for a long time, and the book is called Unopened Gifts. And it's a fable. It's a story about a man who's in pursuit of the brass ring, forever in pursuit of the brass ring, and doesn't recognize what he has around him. And what I hope people get out of that story is things that apply to them. And the point being is, you know, in life you get what you focus on. And I perhaps was helping perpetuate a culture where it was never enough. The sales were never enough. The customer service was never enough. People weren't working hard enough. As opposed to taking a different look and say, you know something? Inside of every one of these people is a gift, is a talent, is something that's knocking on their heart that they want to do. And I recognize that, Candy, because early on thought what killed my mom and my dad, or took them at a young age, was they weren't exercising and they were having a high-fat diet and smoking cigarettes. And I will tell you, those were all critical, debilitating factors. As you know, lifestyle choice can be up to 70% of it. But I really believe what took my mom and my dad early was they died of broken hearts. They died with their music inside. And it's very normal that we have dreams and aspirations as children to be Superman, Batman, an astronaut, the president, whatever a male or female wants to be in their life. And as we get a little bit older, we get taught to color between the lines. And then we have societal expectations of white picket fences and go to school and get married and have kids. And there are North American mores, and you can see similar patterns Asia and Europe and the Middle East in terms of expectations of society. And I find that what is on the heart in terms of the gift or the goal, dream or aspiration, quickly gets pushed down to, I've got responsibilities, I've got to take care of other people and other things, and I'll put myself secondary, including my health. So I found that if I could shift it a bit of the paradigm and get folks to talk about what they really wanted to do with their life, even if that was not consistent with the company goals, if I could find a way to align them both, then the fact that people would have a greater self-confidence, higher self-esteem, be more engaged with the company and have greater confidence, found them getting on treadmills and going outside and walking and getting involved in programs because they felt like they were doing something congruent with who they were meant to be.
Matt, can you hear me?
Yes, I've got more push-ups to do.
No, we're good, and we're on together. I just want to let you know that we have, and to the listening audience, we have had a little bit of equipment issues that we have taken an alternative route at the moment. And, Mac, one of the things that I want to tell you is I really want to continue the show with you today, but I'd also like to tell you right up front, I'm going to ask that we schedule another show as well, so that because we record all the shows, and we'll get a good recording from beginning to end. And this stuff is such important stuff that I want folks to get an opportunity to really hear what it is that you have to say and not be distracted by anything that's going on with the equipment. But the equipment is not going to be a problem for the rest of the show because we have gone an alternative route. And you know what? Sometimes it just happens. But part of my current issue is there was a piece of what you just talked about that I didn't get a chance to really hear. But I know that you were talking about ways that you would help folks get focused and get on track.
So let me play off of that very important question. So inside all of us, Candy, is, you know, and I'll give you this way because I believe we all think in pictures. And if we think in pictures, I'll give a visual to your audience. You know, one of my great fears, and everybody you know is afraid, and it just happens to be some of us wear stronger masks than others, but we're all little kids inside pretending we're not. And one of my great fears is that I have gifts and tools and talents that I won't have the courage to look inside and find, that I'll play by someone else's rules or try to meet somebody else's expectations, and I'll look back on my life when I am at 102, which I've already decided I'll live to be, and I won't be disappointed in myself for what I did. I'll be disappointed in myself for what I didn't do. And I find that the folks that are most fulfilled or perhaps have a higher quality of life are folks that have found a mechanism, the courage to open the gifts that they have and to give those gifts away to other people and to do what they have been assigned by their maker, whatever the belief system is, to do. And even in a role of an employee where perhaps someone's in a marketing position or an accounting position or an engineering position and they want to be a singer or have some other aspirations, there are ways that those dreams can be supported as long as they're spoken about. And or put another way is if folks have dreams and aspirations and they're in an environment where they can't get to them, the likelihood of them not lasting where they are is pretty high anyways. I encourage people to try to get the music out, and the great example being the loss of my mom and my dad. They never play their music.
You know, and what's really interesting is there's a place here. I wish you could see my face. Where I'm absolutely. I wish you were sitting here in the studio with me, where you could hear me, see me grinning ear to ear, because there is a place where I so understand this piece, and I understand this piece in the biggest way. It's absolutely one of the reasons that I do this radio show and do all of the things that I do. And I know that there was a group of folks that went inside nursing homes, and they talked to folks to see if folks in a nursing home had any regrets. And they kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again. What they heard was, I regret that, I didn't write that book, or I didn't step out and do that thing, or I didn't take this idea that nobody's ever talked about and try to bring it to life. And I thought that was a fascinating study. And there's one other thing that I want to say to that conversation is that I also have decided that I'm going to be here till 102. That's my magic number. So.
Excellent. Well, you know, and I think what's interesting about the great game of life, and my you know, I'm sharing my beliefs, and it's not that I would want others to adapt mine, but one of my learnings has been over time is I have young children, and as the great visual for me is, you know, young children have their tape recorders, that word is still used these days, on, meaning they are trained and conditioned by the giants, the big people, the adults, moms and dads and coaches and teachers, and there comes a point in time where all of the information taken in from the record button goes to play button, and we play it all back. And over time, if we have good folks around us, like yourself, Candy, and the work that you're doing, we may recognize that we have adapted or adopted beliefs that perhaps don't serve us, that are not at, let's just say, are no longer congruent with who we really want to be. And it's the programming that slows us down more than anything else. And it's perhaps the ability to look at life and say, maybe there's a different way to consider it. Maybe if, in fact, I had the courage to do what I had inside, I don't need to be concerned about the scoreboard. The world is not a set of Olympic judges holding up cards. Everyone's concerned about themselves. We like to think they're thinking about us, but they're not. And the worst thing that can happen is we learn. And I believe in the pursuit of that path, that people not only can become very healthy, but tremendously fit, because stress comes, in my opinion, in my experience, from not doing something we know we should do. And that may be a subconscious thing, knocking on our heart, saying, you know, I really want to write a book. I really want to have a radio show. I really want to have a family. I really want to have a relationship. I really want to help people. I really want to travel the world. And when we bring that to the forefront and identify it, when we take action on those things, it feels infinitely better. When we stuff it with work or shopping or alcoholism or whatever it is that helps us try to push the music down, it never goes away.
And I know exactly what you're saying is absolutely the truth. And what we're going to do is we're going to head off to a commercial break. And when we come back, I want to hear some of the ways that you help folks shift some of that programming. So I want you to know that you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G and Mac McFarland. And we're going to talk about his book, The Unopened Gift. Did I get that correct?
You did, and you'll absolutely get a copy.
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm so excited. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we're going to be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, and I'm here with James Mac McFarland. And before I get back to Mac, our guest, I just want to let you know that we have a new text alert system. Now, you know, Nothing But Good News Radio is on Mondays and Thursdays, every Monday and Thursday, from 3 to 4 p.m. on 880 a.m. WZAB, The Biz, in South Florida, and to be heard all over the world through the Internet with streaming audio. You can go right to my website, candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. But just so for those days that you don't want to forget about Nothing But Good News Radio, you can text the word Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, to the number 70,000. That's a 7 and 4 zeros. And what you'll do is you'll get a little alert about 15 minutes right before the radio show, just to remind you to make sure you turn on and tune up to Nothing But Good News. So text Candy G to 70,000, and you will be on track to make sure you don't miss a great show. So, Mac, let's talk about unopened gifts.
Well, let's do it. I'll have you know that you still continue to inspire me, even with your commercials. I told you I was volunteering to do push-ups. I did a few extra ones there just from hearing Les Brown promoting you. So I'm going to get fit just by virtue of being on the air with you.
There you go.
So yeah, I can tell you a little bit about the unopened gifts.
Yeah.
The interesting thing, it took me a long time to get the manuscript done because, like many of people, it was knocking on my heart. And what I learned over the course of my life is that I've had a great opportunity to speak all over the world. And there was a time when I spoke about nothing but success, and the business was doing this, and this was the return to the shareholders, and these were our margins, and this was our market share, and these were the events I was doing in, and these were the awards I won, and here's what I did here, you know, a fair amount of I statements and those things. And I believed that I was inspiring people. What I found was I was repelling people, in meaning that, you know, I created this superhuman personification, and, you know, probably because I was afraid to do some other things, I was trying to get accolades and affirmations from other people by lighting up this scoreboard. And over time, what I learned was when I had the courage to talk to people about what had gone wrong in my life and setbacks, that people were more interested in a story. And so I developed a confidence and a courage to tell people about going through painful separation in a relationship, going through divorce, premature loss of parents, financial setbacks, hardships, and that, in fact, having good folks around me taught me that those were the things that were going to sort of use fire against steel and make me stronger and allow me to use them as a transformative agent for good if I allowed them to, because everybody goes through it. And Unopened Gifts is a story of an individual whom, and I will tell you, it is loosely associated with the life of yours truly here, was never satisfied. There was never enough. There was never enough money, cars, jewelry, friends, girlfriends, whatever it was to sort of perpetuate this image. And I think what happened to me was I got tired. You know, putting all these Superman capes on, flying around the world, wearing these various different masks, it was pretty fatiguing being somebody else. When I decided that I was going to take a crack at just being me, life was infinitely better, irrespective of what I had externally around me that would be considered sort of the tangible elements of a fulfilling life. And so the story, the book, to come back to your question, is to give people hope that everybody goes through stuff, and a lot of stuff, and that's not always what's told in these success stories. And that if people persevere, that there's good that comes out of it. And in a way, it's akin to the television program, just as a reference point, The Biggest Loser. And the reason I reference that is I think one of the positive aspects of that show is it gives people hope that if those folks can do it, I can do it. And while there may be agreements or disagreements about the methodology, the point is everybody can do it if they have a support team around them, if they're convicted of something they want to go after in life, and that setbacks are a normal part of the journey.
You know, Mac, you're my favorite type of guest. Because you, there's a place where you have the kind of information that you share with folks that really does make a difference. And it gives them that big, giant H, that thing called hope. And that's the reason, like, Nothing But Good News Radio and the magazine, I have a magazine also called Nothing But Good News, it's meant to be a community resource. It's meant to be a place where folks can tap in and hear stuff so that they can get that little bit of hope and inspiration to go on and make a difference. And for those folks that have never heard my story, through a series of circumstances, I was in that place where I'd lost everything a short 18 years ago. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. I lost my home. My ex-husband was gone, and I was left with a little four-month-old baby to raise. And in being in that place of having nothing and really having nothing and turning around and saying, where do I go from here and what do I do and what kind of tools do I tap into, and tapped into tools and information that could take what looked like the worst situation ever, and I moved on to build a sales team to the top 4% in the world. And in that place where everything was made to go away, my greatest gifts were born, because I had the opportunity to do that intimate self-discovery. And the only way that, you know, when you talk about the courage to do what you need to do, I had no choice, because I had a little baby to feed, and I had all the motivation in the world to be able to build a life for her. And so I love the way that you language and share your stories, because folks there are hearing you today. And I really appreciate that. So big thank you right here today.
Well, hopefully at the end of this we get a group hug.
Okay, we'll do that. You know, I don't have your entire book, but I do have a piece of your manuscript. And in talking about the synopsis of the plot, one statement that you make, which I think is really an important one, is one man's journey to gratitude. Share a little bit about what you mean by that with the listening audience.
Very happy to do that one. You know, life is interpretation from my perspective. You know, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And for many years in my quest to, I guess, perhaps get love from my dad as a driver, because I never saw him growing up. And it was an alcoholic environment. It was a tough place to grow up in. I didn't know any other environment. I didn't know that was that way. It was the only way I knew. But like any young man or perhaps young person, the love of mom and dad is some of the most important emotion, feeling, connection that you'll ever have in your life, perhaps only challenged by having your own children. But I was in pursuit of doing things that I thought would light up the scoreboard to make my dad happy, even though he was gone. And it was never enough for me. And if I look at life today as I did back then, but these visuals are probably more important. If I had a bucket in front of me, like a mop bucket, and then beside it, maybe I had one might call it if you're Irish, you might say it's a shot glass, or you might say it's a espresso cup. And I used to fill mentally that mop bucket with all the things that I was dissatisfied with, unhappy about, hadn't accomplished yet, somebody else had beat me to it, I need to do this, I need to do that, it's never enough, where am I going next? And in my small cup were things that I was grateful for. I never looked at my small cup, I looked at my bucket. And the thing I have learned is, what you focus on expands. You get more of it. And unintentionally, subconsciously perhaps, I was continuing to fill my bucket. I needed lots of buckets. And through setbacks, like you've described you had, maybe being brought to my knees once or twice, it dawned on me, with the help of other people, that if I inverted the labels on those cups and buckets, and I tried to fill the bucket with what I had and what I was grateful for and what I was blessed by, and then stuff what I was unhappy with in the shot glass, maybe life would be different. And as it turns out, it is different. Because any of us at any point in time can look around and say, I'm blessed either by family, by roof over my head, by relationships, by being alive, by having opportunity, by having talent, by having heard this message today. And it's very easy to get caught up in, I don't have enough money, I'm not good enough, what will other people think? And that continues to expand. And I've seen it time and time again. I've been that, Candy. So it's a recognition that every day it's hard to be negative when you're grateful. You can't hold those two thoughts in your mind at the same time.
And I've heard it said that it's physically impossible to have a negative emotion when you're in gratitude. And the emotional component of who we are is so important. You know, it's interesting is that there were a lot that I knew about laws and principles and about doing things that would create the life that I wanted. But like a lot of folks, what I did in those early years is I would say, yeah, this sounds really good, but I'll apply this later because I'm busy doing my life right now. Getting to that place that you talk about, acting in a way that's congruent with your highest aspirations, clearly defining goals and staying focused in those that direction. And a lot of people, and I really understood the power of gratitude, but that was a piece that maybe, I don't know if I had fully and wholly put into use that I could have done. And when everything was made to go away, and people ask me all the time, they say, well, what did you do? And I sat down and I took an inventory of my life, and maybe I didn't have stuff, but I had a lot of years in study and what I really believed to be the truth. So I looked through kind of my this toolbox of learning that I had that I hadn't really applied wholly and fully or in a big way, and I thought what I need to do is stay focused on the good stuff, and the way that I can do that is I can find the things to be grateful for. And the day that I realized everything was gone, the day that I realized that I was that broke, homeless, single mother, I started making lists of things that I was grateful for every single day. And I would carry that list around with me, and I would choose to focus on that every single day. And it is extraordinary the things that have shown up just from that one act of understanding the true power in this gift called gratitude.
That is a very tangible and powerful example. And as a matter of fact, you've given, as I'm sure you have many times, great instructions to your audience of a small step, because it is the small steps repeated time and time again that make the big difference. And, you know, I also say to folks who perhaps even struggle with this concept, and it's not unusual, is maybe it's starting with doing it for somebody else, meaning there's nothing quite like the feeling of doing something for somebody else as opposed to doing something for yourself. And we are literally surrounded, no matter where we go, even in this great United States of America, with people in need. With people in need doesn't mean necessarily giving people money. It's giving people time, giving people conversation, giving people encouragement, giving people love, giving people support, giving people some of the clothes you no longer need. And that can help build some momentum. Because it's all about service. I think in our lives, when we identify the gifts we have, our goal as we work to 102, Candy, is to give those gifts away as fast as we can, because it's funny, we don't get to keep them unless we give them away.
I love listening to you. See, Mac, I could just sit and listen to you. This is awesome, good stuff. Hey, you're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is Candy G with one of her new really good friends. I'm putting Mac on the friend list right now. James Mac McFarland, and we are talking about unopened gifts and living a life of purpose and fulfillment. We're going to head off to another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do you need help shipping? Emergent website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.emergent.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with Emergent is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call Emergent today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at emergent.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G and Nothing But Good News Radio. So did you go ahead and text Candy G to 70,000 yet? That's right. If you punch in Candy G, K-A-N-D-E-E-G, and text it to the number 70000, you'll get an alert 15 minutes before Nothing But Good News Radio comes on the air, so you won't miss one incredible show. And speaking of incredible show, beside today's guest, you don't want to miss next Thursday. I've got Dee Wallace, yes, Dee Wallace of Hollywood fame. She was the mother in the movie E.T., Cujo, The Howling, The Hills Have Eyes, 140 Hollywood films in total. She has an inspiring new book called Bright Light, and we're going to be talking about Bright Light, and I read it, and she is absolutely remarkable. So you want to make sure you're around for next Thursday, but let's get back to today's very incredible guest. So, Mac, tell me a little bit about what you do right now and how you do it.
Happy to do that. I spend, probably not too dissimilar to some of the things that you do, is I spend a fair amount of time out speaking to folks, figuring that one of my gifts is communication, or let's say my emerging gift is communication, to look to sort of, as I said earlier in the show, to stoke the coals of inspiration for people to... It's my learning, Candy, that it isn't so much that I teach people anything, it's perhaps I hold up the mirror at a different angle so people can see what they've already got and give them permission to say it's okay to use it, along with what I would say is encouraging people to do something that we don't make time for, and that's think. So in the world, I'll talk to folks about putting in and implementing a wellness program in a company. Now, that has all kinds of aspects around health and fitness and product and programs, but ultimately it comes down to working with CEOs and executives on sort of moving logs that are jamming their river of flow of communication, of profitability, of building teams. And it's all around how folks interpret things, how they're programmed, and how they're conditioned. So I work to align the goals and business plans of a company with the goals and aspirations of the people within the company, and then reinforce all of that through health and wellness campaigns. And it's pretty interesting. I learned, while I spend a lot of time health and wellness related, no matter what industry I've picked, no matter what country I've worked in, there are absolute similarities to the things that slow people down or add stress and strain to the employee population, hence adding to healthcare costs.
And so one of those things would be, can you share something on the show today?
Yeah, well, sure. You know, I'll work with, give an example, this may be tangible to folks that are listening in. So I'll work with folks on a management team, and perhaps in a management team there could be a disconnect with, let's say, the executive, be it a CEO, the chairman, the execution of, say, one level down below, and there may be a gap in expectations or understanding of what has to be done. So what I'll do is I'll work on communication, and I peel it really far back away from the company, and this is something I think perhaps applies for everybody who's listening. And you asked me about goals, so this would be sort of synergistic. I ask people, in sort of understanding who they are, to write down on a piece of paper, unless they have it in their back pocket, which we seldom do, their top five highest values. And it sort of is a bit uncomfortable for people in the business arena right away, because we spend a lot of time trying to be our business cards. And I look at people and I say, look, we're going to have these discussions, business cards face down, because you're not your business card. This is life. And while we try to put things in silos, everything is interrelated. And I talk to people about what I believe could be slowing down their effectiveness, what could be impacting their performance in business, and it may and likely has nothing to do with business. So we look at the top five values, which can be struggle for folks to say, geez, what are those? They range from gratitude, education, contribution, family, love, freedom. And when folks take a look at what their top five highest values are, there's some aha moments that come when I ask the next question or the next two questions. Tell me the three or four things within each of those values that reinforce that value for you. And tell me three or four things, or even one, that's considered a violation of that value. in trying to simplify part of what is a very important process. And it is a simple process, but it's hard because it's a lot of thinking. I have found that there are folks that have a very high value of family or contribution, that their way that they're performing their tasks at work takes them very far away from both and adds an enormous amount of stress to them, which they project onto others without perhaps really understanding there's ways to work around that and perhaps come closer to meeting the needs of the values and providing for the family if you understand where the roadblocks are. So there's some processes I go through with people to help them look at the game of life and then apply it to family, apply it to business, apply it to all aspects of their wheel of life and see how it's all interrelated.
You know, what's interesting is there was a recent Gallup poll, and what they discovered was what was most important to folks today. And it wasn't the economy. What was is values. And being able to take a look at the world around us as a whole and this great nation that we live in and a lot of things that have kind of toppled and tumbled because folks were not living by a system of values. And people want that. People really, really, really do. And so I think being in a place of shedding light on that is invaluable for folks, getting folks to be aware of it and to be able to start to think about what's really important to me. And doing what you said is thinking, really taking the time again to do that incredible intimate self-discovery is invaluable.
I learned it as most of my lessons have come the hard way, and I learned over time that my highest value is freedom. And I didn't recognize the things that were violating that value. I just knew that there was stress showing up in various aspects of my life. When I came to understand freedom was at the time, and it is at the present time, the most important thing, it gave me a different way of looking at my environment to say, what can I do to support my value? What can I do to prevent myself from the stress of something inflicting on my value? But unless you know what it is, you can't take action on it.
And so raising awareness is the first key. What exactly is it, and what does it look like, and why is it important to me? Loving this conversation. Hear that music? We're heading off to our last commercial break. Stick around, because we've got one more segment to go with James Mac McFarland, author of Unopened Gifts. We'll be right back.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport-to-airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G, and this is Nothing But Good News Radio with our very special guest, James Mac McFarland. And today what we're doing is we're talking about leading a life of purpose and fulfillment and his new book, Unopened Gifts. You know, Mac, in the manuscript, there's a quote that says, "The easiest person to deceive is oneself."
And I had that mastered for many years, you know, and maybe that little demon still pops up from time to time.
And how does that show up for folks?
It's a great question. And if you think about it, the person you spend the most time with and speak to the most day in and day out is who?
It's me.
It's yourself.
That's right.
And so, you know, I would come from places where some of this data is used frequently. So if on average, we have 50 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and if up to 80% of those are negative and up to 95% are the same we had yesterday, you know, we're telling ourselves stories all day long. It's okay to have that cupcake. I can be late for this meeting. We're justifying things. And we also look for things that validate our beliefs. We'll listen in a conversation. We'll look at an environment. We'll judge things because we want to be right. And what is a great learning is to ask ourselves the question from time to time when something pops up and we want to automatically react and draw conclusions, which all of us can tend to do. If one can stop and think, what else could this mean? It's a difficult, as simple as it sounds, it's a hard thing to do because, you know, as I say, we, particularly in the interaction of two people, we don't see the things in life as they are. We see them as we are. And we can judge people who disagree with us, who look different than us, that dress different than us, that are doing different things. And one of the things I look to foster with folks is, you know, when you see individuals that may have the material aspects of success and fulfillment, there's a couple things to think about. One, they didn't wake up on Success Mountain. There were a lot of bumps along the way and a lot of, let's say, camels that tried to run them over on the mountain as they were working their way up. And two is, listen, the common denominator for all of us is we all get to think and we all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Those that have done things that one might find admirable have found a different way to use their hours and how to think. And it's a deliberate intention process to control the thoughts because we're surrounded by negativity day in and day out.
And I know this is true. You know, MIT did a study on the biology of the psyche, and what they discovered is negative statements are 16 or situations are 16 times more powerful than positive productive ones. And if we take a look at the world today, what we focus on, you said it, what we focus on persists. And what, I think one of the worst things we've ever done for our society is 24/7 constantly negative news because it's the nature of the beast for mainstream media to focus on those things that are negative because the ratings are higher. You've heard, if it bleeds, it leads. And so what happens is folks will focus on this stuff and begin to create the reality that is just filled with all this negativity.
It's unfortunate that you can see it on the freeways and you can see it on the newsstand as we happen to like train wrecks as a society. But the good news about life and the things that you're doing is we love comeback stories. And I suspect you're surrounded by comeback stories, and everybody is a comeback story
right.
If they're authentic about what their journey's been like.
Willie Jolly says, I forgot his quote all of a sudden. He said, something, when life falls apart for you and he uses a word, he says it's a setup for a comeback. And so that quote will probably come to me any minute.
We'll look for it on your blog or
exactly.
In your newsletter, right?
Exactly. Or Willie Jolly's listening and go, Candy, this is what it is.
Come on, Candy, you can do it.
So a setback is a setup for a comeback. There you go. And it's the truth. And the truth is I do hear a lot of comeback stories. And it's all about what you said, and it's deciding. It's absolutely deciding what you want your life to be. You know, in my own situation, it's so easy to sit back and not accept responsibility and place blame elsewhere. And it kind of internally will get folks off the hook. That's why your quote, it's easy for folks to deceive themselves. But the truth is, you know, in my own situation, what happened? Was it at the hands of another person? I could say yes, but the truth is, at the end of the day, my life is my responsibility. You know, and it's time to, you know, pull up your boots and say, what are we going to do to get this life to work and have it be as amazing as you want it to be? And so, like yourself, you know, I did what it took to make my life work. You know, we've got about 4 minutes before we go off the air today. A couple of things I want to do is I want folks to know how they can find you and get a hold of your book and all of the good things you've got going on. But I also want to know what that one thing is that you want to make sure folks get today from listening to this show. 3 minutes.
I want them to get more time with you, right?
I want them to get more time with you. So this is a
well, you know,
thing, huh?
You cover the East Coast, I'll cover the West Coast.
There we go.
And then we'll take them flying with us because
each in the middle, right?
your book Now Boarding. We want everybody with us, right?
Right, exactly.
You know, if I was to synthesize and say, what could folks potentially take away from this? Right, you heard one of the great quotes, and I think it was Jim Rohn, is don't be a follower, be a student. And so hopefully what comes out of dialogue like ours is one or two things that people can apply right away to see what happens in their life. And one great opportunity is to have the courage and the discipline to do the things for other people that you'd like to have done for yourself. And by that I mean is, and maybe it's hard to get started, but you can build momentum. You know, when's the last time somebody smiled at you that you didn't think they had an ulterior motive, right? the average kid of four laughs or smiles or shows the teeth he or she has 400 times a day. By the time that child is 40, it's down to four. I mean, we get very serious about our lives. And I think it's really healthy, and statistically and scientifically it's been proven it is, to laugh and have a good time. But to say thank you to people, to buy someone's coffee, to pay someone's toll, to offer them a compliment, a sincere one, to show appreciation. The things you'd like to have, give it to somebody else. And over time, it all comes back to you. It's like throwing boomerangs. And further, I think probably to your point, one of the hardest things for me to accept at one point in time was where I am is I'm the net result of the words, pictures, and images I've put in my mind and the excuses I've given myself to this moment. The only way it changes for me is when I take 100% responsibility, no matter the outcome, for what goes on in my life and who I surround myself with and how I spend my time. And it's a tough job to be responsible for ourselves, but it's the only way to get to open your gifts before the clock expires.
It's the only way. How do folks find you, Mac?
Well, I would have them all fly out here this afternoon for dinner because I'm still a few hours behind you, but if they can't do that, I would have them do one of two things. One is my website is my full name, James McPartland, M-C-P, like Paul, PARTLAND.com. Or you could also go to unopengifts.org. That will take you to information on the book, and will also then take you to the site or vice versa. And I'd be happy to spend time with anybody who wanted to chat more about gifts and life and Candy G.
That's awesome. Hey, and like always, you can contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com, and I will make sure that you get all of Mac McPartland's information. Hey, this is Candy G. We love having Mac here today, and I'm going to invite him back if it's okay with everybody. But you know what I want you to do for now? Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.